WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. On New Year's Eve, you almost can't help but reflect on some of the best and worst things that have happened to you over the year. We recently found out that novelist Maxine Hong Kingston was one of the people who lost her home this year in the Oakland fire. She learned about the fire on the car radio, driving home from a funeral ritual for her father. One of the many things she lost in the fire was the only manuscript of her next novel. Kingston is perhaps our most celebrated Chinese-American novelist. Her books include The Woman Warrior, China Men, and Tripmaster Monkey. On this last day of 1991, we wanted to know if she's spending time looking back on the year or if she's trying hard not to.
I have been working on staying in the present moment, and I'm not very good at that. All of these events are forcing me to be more here, more present. The way I think about the future is that if I enjoy all the moments of the present, I will inevitably go into a good future.
Have you always felt that way?
No. I'm just beginning to be like that. I think I am one of the least present people I know. Being here instead of in an imaginary world, instead of planning for the future or making sense of the past and writing history, those are more my usual states of mind. And now, for the first time, really, I am being more here in the real world.
How did the fire get you to live more in the present than you ever had before?
Well, I had some moments that were just so real. I tried to get to my house during the fire in order to save my manuscript and also my mother's jewelry if I could. And I kept thinking that I had to be very alert and aware that if I started not to be able to breathe, or I had to watch the telephone wires that were down and step over them very carefully, and so I'm forced into by a dangerous situation to be mindful and aware. Then I had an amazing moment as I stood on the hill and saw that my whole area was gone. My house and the neighborhood and manuscript were gone. I felt I was in a state of thinglessness, and I felt fatherless and thingless, and then just then, I had a sense of all that was invisible and that fire can't destroy, and it felt like it was inside of me, but it also felt like ideas. There are ideas or spirit or something that is immaterial and therefore can't be destroyed. And I felt it palpably. It's as if material things get in the way so that we can't sense those invisible things. So I felt that I was given a sight of what we can usually not see.
Are you trying to reconstruct the book that you lost in the fire, reconstruct it from memory, or are you starting on something altogether different?
I have 16 pages of a new book. So I've written 16 pages since the fire. And It is a different book. And so I see that a work of art is created from all of its present moments, and all of those past present moments are, it's impossible to write like that again. And it's really a shame because it was very complicated. It was a very complicated, good 156 pages I had. And I don't want to just retrieve what I had in the past. That's just, it's too boring of a way to create. I like to be like constantly finding the new. I constantly discover as I go along, and to just retrieve something from memory is not interesting to me.
Now that you're writing another novel, are you paranoid about losing it?
Yeah, but not paranoid enough. I guess I don't believe it, because I keep telling myself there should be a backup disc and backup copies of my manuscript at my office at the university, or maybe I should give it to a friend, but I somehow haven't been able to do that. Well, you know what I do. I carry it in my purse at all times.
On a computer disc?
No, manuscript.
The real paper?
Yeah, the paper. Also, I have a notebook, which I work on by hand, and fountain pen. My friends have given me beautiful fountain pens, and so I have this notebook on beautiful Japanese rice paper, and I carry that in my purse, or I just hold it. You know, I'm walking around, I'm holding this thing. I guess I am having all kinds of tactics on how not to lose this one.
My guest is writer Maxine Hong Kingston. More after the short break. This is Fresh Air. We're talking with writer Maxine Hong Kingston about the end of 1991, the year her father died and her house burned down in the Oakland fire. Where have you been living since your house burned?
I'm living with a friend that I've had since college. You know, I lost everything during the fire because I was coming home from a funeral ritual for my father, and so all I had were my clothes but I did have my wallet and driver's license, but everybody is giving me things, you know, in the mail. People send me clothes and teddy bears and pens, and my friends from Hollywood sent a big box of cosmetics. I think that's really funny that the actors think that if you have the right makeup, you're going to be okay.
Are you rebuilding your old house? Did you own the house?
Oh, yeah. We are still deciding. Thinking about rebuilding is the same as thinking about writing a book again. And I have realized from the beginning, I think, that it's impossible to rebuild, in the sense that even though the insurance gives you advantages for building the exact same house that you had, I know that you can't rebuild that same house. It's like I go into despair when I go shopping. I find the same piece of jewelry or the same pair of shoes or something, but I don't feel like buying it because I think it's impossible. Even if you build a house that's somewhat like the other one, it's going to be different materials. It's going to be built in a different time by different people. It'll have a different meaning. So you can't retrieve the past. It'll be something new.
You lost your father,
yeah.
And then your house burned down.
Yeah.
And that's a very faith-shattering collision of experiences. I don't know if you're a religious person at all, but that really would be enough to shatter a lot of people's faith.
no, I feel that faith is stronger, and it's just part of it is the funeral rituals for my father, which went on for about a month, and so the rituals have to do with bringing his entire community together and family together, and as we did various funeral rituals, they gave me a sense of the direction of and the configuration of a great, immense, invisible cosmos that's around us and inside of us. It's coincidental, or I don't know what it is, but the ceremony on the morning of the fire was a burning ceremony. Well, at the Chinese cemeteries, there's a chimney. It's like a hearth and a fireplace, and we were burning paper and messages to our father, and so we were putting all these things in the fire and setting this fire that was for him, and then I didn't know that Oakland was burning at that very moment, and so another feeling that I had as I was standing there at the site of my house was that I thought my father was very greedy. You know, we had given him all these things, but he wanted more. During these last few years since I had gotten published, he would say, "I want the life that you have," and so I thought, oh, he wanted my manuscript too, and he wanted my house, and he wanted my neighborhood, and he wanted Oakland, and he wanted Berkeley, and it's father in the sense of the strong, vengeful God, angry God, and he was taking all of this with him, along with the things that we gave him willingly.
So, you've been through such extraordinary things this year. Are you doing anything to mark New Year's Eve tonight?
Well, I'm just going to do the usual thing. My husband and I are going to drive to Stockton and to be with my mother, and it'll be very different because my father won't be there this time. Usually, my husband and I spend a very quiet time. We go to my to be with my mother and father, and the four of us just sit there and we turn on the TV and watch New Year's Eve in New York at Times Square, and then my father would say, in 1939, that was the year before I was born, he and my mother went to Times Square and saw the New Year in. And the two of them would talk about what it was like. And my mother would have been in the country for about only a few months. She had arrived in America just a few months before New Year's. And he took her to see America, you know. And they went to Times Square, and they were in the crowds, and both of them remember it as a glorious time. And I think they were seeing in a new decade of 1940, of the 40s, and they were also beginning their life together in a new country, and they were going to build this new family.
Well, I wish you a very good new year and a good home in the new year.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, Well, thank you, and I wish everybody a happy new year, too.
Maxine Hong Kingston is the author of The Woman Warrior and Tripmaster Monkey. This is Fresh Air.